Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Houston, Texas. NASA has announced they have made an historic flight over Mars with their helicopter as they are looking for signs of life on Mars. That's the headline. Dr. Don DeYoung comes to give us the details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The flight of the drone on the planet Mars, they did that by remote control. Boy, that was a very efficient scientific activity, was it not?
Well, that is interesting, Jimmy, that they could pull that off on a faraway planet. First time that they've been able to get in the air on another planet with this drone or helicopter to look around a little bit.
I understand that what they are looking for is some sign of life, that they may be able to prove there was life in many millions of years ago there on Mars. Now, of course, you and I would not agree with that number many million years ago. But let me ask you, as a scientist, as an astronomer, do you believe they're going to be able to find any sign of life on Mars?
Well, you know, Jimmy, during this entire space age, and there's been a lot of looking around, a lot of probes, there's no evidence of life anywhere else other than the Earth, where, of course, we have abundant life. So it becomes more and more clear that God has especially prepared this Earth and filled it with all kinds of creatures, including people as well. You know, he's got his own purposes for space, but certainly no aliens, no evolved life out there.
Don, why are these scientists endeavoring, spending just billions of dollars to try to find some sign of life out there on those planets? What's driving these people?
Well, that certainly does go on and on. I was counting them up, Jimmy, that there have been 49 probes to Mars, looking at lots of other details, but always with that idea of finding Martians, finding life. Of course, missing the big picture of the Creator who's all around us. So I think that's kind of the idea, to search for some kind of comradeship out there, and also to look for evidence for evolution. After all, if it did happen spontaneously on the Earth, then it should have happened many other places, and of course, that's what we do not find.
Dr. Don DeYoung, an astronomer, explaining why NASA will not be able to find any sign of life on Mars. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dr. DeYoung, a scientist and astronomer, as I have already said, is at the same time a Bible-believing, born-again Christian as well. It's on the authority of God's Word that Dr. DeYoung says Earth is the planet which God the Father sent His Son Jesus Christ to deliver salvation. That's Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...